Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you tonight?
I'm happy. I'm having fun. But
oh,
I agree that
great.
The energies are a bit crazy. I think that's right. I just think I think the universe is swashbuckling, and then you're doing something different.
Something like that. Something like that. I have no idea. Yes. So I'll go with swashbuckling. Tonight's show, Believing in Your Power and Your Purpose. And this is a good one. We're really, you know, a lot of things are going on right now, so a lot of things to share, and I hope everybody feels a lot better than I do. At least I'm in my body, or at least not all of me, but enough. Show dedication to the easing of tension on the planet. We're experiencing a great deal of tension right now at every level and in every way. There's breakthroughs and breakdowns, and so let us all support our dear Mother Earth and all of humanity and all sentient beings during this time, because everything is in stress. I don't know if any of you are paying attention to your animals lately, but my poor little dogs are just, they're barking at air at this point.
My dog's barking a lot, too, actually.
Yeah, the animals are becoming hypersensitive, I think, to everything that's going on right now, and it's really funny for me to watch them, and I left them out in a chair on the patio, which normally they follow me everywhere I go, and I went out, and they were kissing each other. It was the cutest damn thing I'd ever seen, and then all of a sudden, and I decided the energies must come with me, because as soon as I showed up, they started barking. So, anyway, it was pretty funny. I know a lot of you out there are experiencing a ton of change. Some of you are facing major changes, breakthroughs, breakdowns, deep sorrow, depression, feeling out of sorts, stress, anger, unsettled, confused, stiff necks, stiff shoulders, stiff backs, lots of head pain. And that's just my list for the day. So I got something really cute at the very last minute before the show. I have to read this. I thought this was so funny. And it says, for the past 2 days, I've had a splitting headache between nausea, dizzy, spent a sleepless night, felt so tired that I hardly could stand up, had trouble talking, can't focus. I'm not sick. This is what happens to me when we experience huge energy shifts, like the one that began last Friday. Chances are you felt them too. Our bodies go through many physical changes with energy downloads, and they can make us feel like we've been run over by a truck. We can't change that as there's more energy coming, but we can understand how to manage these symptoms, and so we know what we're dealing with and make adjustment to our activities. So my recommendation to everybody is just go to bed.
Nice work if you can get it.
If you can get it. And you know, and I have to tell you, for many of you, I know myself, going to bed right now is not cutting it. It's like you wake up in the morning and you feel like you've run a marathon. Have you been feeling that, Veronica?
Yeah, I just feel a lot of aches and pains. But in my case, it's really weird that I get up and they're gone.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't have the, I feel, physically, I don't feel stiff or anything during the morning, but I do feel as though I've had a ton of activity all night. Well, I know I have.
Well, and Jackie, I've been having horrible nightmares.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's part of it, too.
Oh. Well, can't you take him away for me, please?
Yes, darling, we'll work on that during the show.
This is going to be a nightmare sweeping show.
Well, I think a lot of this as well is that we're, during the dream state, trying to transmute as much as we possibly can, and I think that's a lot of what the nightmares are. And I know that this is a very funny story. my son was gone over the weekend. I thought, oh, wow, I have the house to myself. I was so excited, which means I have double doors out into the house, so I could open those and listen to the chimes. And I have a big fan on the floor because I need as much ambient noise as possible so I can actually sleep with everything that goes on here. And then I have in the healing room, which is right off the bedroom, the sound of earth going in. I mean, so there's tons going on. And I got in bed and I thought, there's a TV on in this house. And I sat up and I went, uh-oh, there's no TV on. And then I started hearing everything banging around. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I could hear with my physical ears all these different languages and everybody talking, and one being who I presumed was me on the other side of the veil because she was as bossy as hell, going, let's just get her to sleep so we can get going. And with that, I promptly laid down and went right to sleep. It was just, I was so obedient. And that happened two nights while Ricky was gone, and then as soon as he came back, it was interesting because it wasn't nearly as, or at least it didn't feel as active, although it's been active every night. And even when Talia was staying here, every night she'd go to bed and she'd say, I'll see you aboard ship. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So we've all been super, super busy lately. Tons of stuff going on in the dream state. And I don't know about you, but I know during the daytime, and I think part of this is with the sessions and so on, but I can run the gamut. Like this morning I woke up and I was like, I don't normally get down, but I was down. And I've had a real difficult time since we went up to the dam and Area 51 and so on. It's been, and so is my son and so is Natalia. Where, you know, it's been physically challenging. But I got to tell you, this morning I woke up and I thought, oh, my God, I cannot believe I am this, you know, I'm feeling like I want to run away from home, and that's so not like me. I don't know about if the rest of you are looking. Are you looking haggard, honey?
I think so, but I've had really odd feelings of almost kind of depression and wondering.
Yeah.
What I think I said to somebody this morning or yesterday, it's like there's nothing that I can be happy about for, like, not for all day, but there's, like, brief periods, and I go, ooh, everything looks kind of steely gray or something.
Yes, and that is the energies, and I you know, kind of want to tell everybody that's listening out there, please don't get down on yourself about this. Just try to walk through it as best you can. Eat chocolate. That's the
That's funny.
Yeah, well, there was a time when I could say I have a glass of wine. I can't even do that anymore. So eat chocolate.
I have a weird experience when I have chocolate and coffee. If I have two of those things, you know, in a few, even in a few hours, my third eye goes really crazy and everything gets dark.
Oh, well, I can't drink coffee, so I don't have that. But just, I do chocolate with Perrier. Don't ask me why.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, what can I tell you?
Well, chocolate's supposed to be good for our, hormonal lift and so on.
It's wonderful. In fact, even at my chiropractor's office, they have a whole list of all of the things that dark chocolate does for you.
Oh, really?
And every time I see that list, I rub up against it. So I want to say that everybody that's listening tonight, whether you're listening tonight or at a different time, you're all participating in the opening of the Stargate. And that's one of the reasons I'm so exhausted, is I'm doing so much traveling in the dream state.
Mm-hmm.
And in every session I've been doing, everybody is showing. It's not just our star friends. I mean, it's all the masters and the spiritual hierarchy. And it's like a damn zoo. I mean, not to be rude, but it's like a zoo. And so,
not to be rude.
I'm really not being rude. I'm just like, whoa. So, and I do mean a zoo. I mean, it's really, it's gotten to be very, very funny. I want to talk a little bit about a dream that Laura had, which I thought was really interesting. Wait a minute. I couldn't send this to you, Veronica, because I had erased it from my computer, believe it or not. And this was like the 26th of August. She was working with many women in preparation for the opening, and some women were at a spa-like place, and they had their bodies submerged in water, and a fluorescent green-like moss or leaves were floating around them. And so she was walking through all these different places, which she thought might have been the ship. Shirley MacLaine was there.
Oh, my.
Now, I happen to know Shirley, which I thought was really interesting, and because she used to go to Lazarus all the time. And Sharon Gless and I used to run out and smoke, and then we'd sit and talk with Shirley. And anyway, she was speaking alone with Shirley, discussing a part of the opening. And Shirley put out this very large crystal, about 12 to 16 inches tall, similar to a smoky quartz, on a shelf or a table with other crystals. And she could feel that it was very powerful but gentle energy rays from the crystal, and that it was in preparation for the Stargate opening. And it was in a changing or activating of the opening. And that this is what the crystal actually, you know, had been prepared for. It's what it came to do. And so she also felt that the process was already in process and was already beginning. So I thought that this was very, very interesting, and I forgot to share this last week or whenever because I haven't been in my body too much.
Can I ask a very basic question? One of my friend's clients named Peg said she was very distressed about last week's show because she really couldn't figure out what a Stargate was, and she thought basically it was you creating an opening to bring a lot of ETs to the world, and she was scared.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, so I sort of chuckled, and I think I helped her, but I also said, I'll ask Jackie, and she'll tell you on this week's show.
Okay. This Stargate is what we all came to do. And it will accelerate interaction, but only with people who are wanting to have interaction. In other words, this Stargate specifically, there are so many people who have been asking for, wanting interaction with ETs. This is not, okay, and I repeat, not being open to allow just anybody or anybody to pop in and out if you don't have a prior agreement.
Okay.
Or a request. And so whoever your client is, I want to assure them that will not happen. And it's very interesting because Diana Mann in Israel, who was Adrian's confidant, she gets my newsletters, and she wrote me, and she went into meditation herself to ask about the Stargate. And she was, what she wrote me was that there was all this huge protection with the Stargate, that other entities could not come through and so on, you know, astral energies and so on. Okay. And that this was a very blessed event, not anything in any form of, there is no negativity with this whatsoever.
Good.
So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, and I did tell her that it wasn't going to be negative at all, but I knew you
had a different way
of creating. Yeah.
No, the interesting part, and this is what I've been fascinated by, is the excitement of the Ascended Masters and the spiritual hierarchy, their excitement about this, because this is something that has to be done by humanity. Okay, it has to be done by humans. This is our form of permission. However, And I want to be clear about this. We are not talking about extraterrestrials that are going to land in ships. And this is where a lot of people have this old fear stuff that comes from the media, okay? You know, War of the Worlds and all this other crap that scares the, you know, what out of people.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with that. These are beings of very, very high levels. And, in fact, you saw it last week with the beings that were coming in to work, which I've been feeling, especially this week, working diligently. What this has done is it's pulled in beings that would not normally interact with our Earth at this stage, of very high dimensions, okay? So this, to me, is the excitement I feel about it is so extraordinary because I see the people who have gotten excited about doing the crystals, which I think is really fascinating. That has turned out to be a big piece of this. And what's interesting is that these crystals, people, a lot of people who place them have had phenomena when they place them with wind and, you know, clouds and all kinds of energies coming in. And so, in essence, it's like creating a crystalline grid and tying the grid together with wherever people put crystals. I really recommend that people not forget, you know, follow what you're led to do in terms of places that are sacred to you or powerful to you or important to you, whatever you feel comes through to you. Even if somebody else you know may have put a crystal there, don't let that stop you because your frequency and your energy imprint is different than that other person's. The other thing is don't forget your homes. And when I was doing the notes tonight, the team came in very, very strong about don't forget your home, don't forget your home. If, in fact, this is something you want to do, again, you know, I would never tell people you have to do it. I mean, there's some friends I do. You know, I'm really bossy with people that are really close to me, but that's different. They're bossy with me back. And the and people who live in apartments, you can program a crystal, put it in your apartment, and you can also go out on the grounds of where you live and place a crystal or one at every corner, whatever you're led to do. I have one person that bless her heart, she's coming to the intensive, and it's her first intensive, and she bought a 20-pound crystal. And I was giggling because I'm thinking, where the hell is she going to put that? It's not like you could just log her in someplace with a 20-pound crystal and bury it. But, you know, and I think she was going to some military base or something, and I thought, you know, she's resourceful. If anybody can do it, she can. It was cute because we have this wonderful person that we work with in Norway who I adore. And I've talked about her before because she's in such a remote. She is in an island in Norway. Norway is remote enough, but an island in Norway is about as remote as you can get. It might as well be Siberia.
Does she like it out there?
Yes. And so she had a session this week, and the team was talking to her about placing crystals, and she said, well, I listened to the show. I didn't resonate to it. And boy, they were all over her about that. And what they said to her is, you're our person in Norway in this location on the planet. And there are places, and they knew exactly what was important to her and very powerful. And so anyway, as they spoke to her, whatever transpired, I guess when it was all over, we chatted a little bit at the end. She was in a totally different place once she got the importance of it. But I really had to giggle. And Jennifer, who some of you know if you've been to the intensives, and Jennifer is a very tall, really tall blonde. She has legs that are longer than my body. And so she was going to put crystals at the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a place, you know, Lazarus calls it the Golden Gateway, and very powerful place. And so I mentioned to her, I said, don't forget to put them at the anchor points of the bridge on either side. And she said, well, there's Homeland Security. And I said, you're the queen of the hair flip. Okay, if anybody in the world can get by with this, you can. Okay, with those legs and that blonde hair flip and that smile, I'm not buying that one. I said, if I can do Homeland Security, so can you. So, another interesting thing that happened, and I did want to share this. Darling Janet, who also has been at the intensive, she crashed on Friday, and I'm assuming it was the Friday that I was up at the dam, or it could have been, you know, with everything that's going on at night, who knows. At any rate, she goes to this very famous homeopathic doctor, and once a week, and he's really been helping her. So anyway, she went to him, and they were trying to figure out why she crashed. She just crashed. And so the doctor was testing everything, muscle testing everything, could not come up with anything. But she said, test for Jackie. And he tested for Jackie, and it was me.
I mean, was it a car crash or her body crashed?
Her body crashed. So, you know, I may get no phone calls for a while.
What did he give her homeopathically to release Jackie?
I have no idea. I didn't ask that part. I couldn't stop laughing when I read it.
I'd be curious as to what he gave her. That's wonderful.
I have no idea. I don't know if there's a Jackie remedy. I'm sure there is.
He probably took a piece of your hair and potentated it.
I'm sure. That is very, very funny, Veronica. That's very funny. at any rate, getting to everybody's personal power, and this is, you know,
that's a lot of power right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's very, very important for us to realize that, you know, and as Wendy said that. Kuan Yin and Isis and Osiris have been visiting her in her meditative state, and they told her that this is what she came to do in this lifetime, was to open the stargate. So a lot of us, you know, we're human ETs, seriously, and although they don't like the name ET, but, you know, we're human star beings, and you know, I really get that this agreement was done a very long time ago. Believe me, if anybody would like to run away and not do this, it's me, just because I know I'm just exhausted, and I have 4 weekends before the intensive, and I'm just thinking, oh, God. But it's really important for everybody to believe in themselves and your guides and your higher self and your soul and your spirit, as well as your unseen friends and your star families and star friends, that they're all participating with you. You're doing it because you're the human, but they're participating with you. Also, departed friends and family members. And I've also been getting a lot of that, which I find very interesting, and they are excited. So, this has turned out to be certainly far more than what I would have anticipated. I mean, sometimes I start into something and it happens and I get the message and then the reality of it hits and I'm like, oh my God. So, I'm going to read a quote from Marianne Williamson. Often this is attributed to Nelson Mandela. It is not from Nelson Mandela. I actually went to the computer tonight and went to his original speech. It is not from him. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I think that says it all.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And that's from Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. I'm fascinated, Veronica, that somebody was fearful of the Stargate. And
you know what's funny? When she said that to me, I was kind of surprised. I've known her for a long time, but then I realized we don't really know what people who aren't as far into this, you know, people take terms and they make them scary for themselves. I just said I should have asked her to explain exactly what it was. That's all, you know. Because people are afraid. She's afraid of ETs. I didn't realize that either.
Well,
when I think of Stargate, I think of movies and, you know, frightening things.
Well, again, this is the media. God bless the media.
Well, and that's what I just didn't expect, that's where her expectations were. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about it.
Well, I think these things are sensationalized.
Yeah.
And because they're conjured out of people's consciousness, but again, depending on the consciousness of the person who is creating the idea, they're always going to expand on it to sensationalize it for the media. You know, to do it in its esoteric form wouldn't be nearly as sensational mm-hmm. in a movie or, you know, a television program. I think the other problem is that in many very subtle ways, the whole concept of the grays, which are the ones that most people are more, that people are the most familiar with. There were some movies with Sigourney Weaver called Alien that were very frightening.
I never watched any of those because I couldn't.
No, very good that you didn't. I didn't either. I only saw bits and pieces, and I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I saw the runners. The trailers.
There was another one that, he's in the media right now. He's in such big trouble. The one that did The Passion of Christ.
Oh, what's his name? Mel
Gibson. Mel Gibson. And he also did one on aliens that was very frightening. It made me angry. That he would do anything like that, again, for sensationalism, that he would create fear.
But that's consciousness, and that's why, you know, it occurred to me that I like to make a glossary of everything we're talking about over and over again, because we are busting myths and busting belief structures that are being marketed, you know?
Well,
breaking out, darling.
I think that for your friend, it would be wonderful if she could go in and watch the Ancient Alien series, because I think there's so much great information in that.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people to understand that they've been here for a very, very long time. In terms of their ability to interact with us in the way that they will be after the Stargate is a little different in that this opening of the Stargate is going to assist the many, not just us, but the many. There is much behind this. I still don't have all the information in terms of what this is doing. The fact that the spiritual hierarchy and the ascended masters are so damned excited about it, and I'm like, wow.
It's facilitating a coming together where people's beings have been separated, right?
I believe that that's part of it. I also believe that this is something that has been desired for a very long time on this planet, that takes us out of separation. And, you know, all you've got to do, if anybody's afraid of the whole concept of star beings or ETs, I'm much more afraid of the news.
Me too.
All I have to do is watch the news to think about how scary humans are. Humans scare me a hell of a lot more than star beings do. You know, they have a great story. A new client in New York, very progressive. I was reading Glamour magazine the other day, and one of her articles was in there, and she's a doctor and doing some phenomenal work. And so she had, I think, her second session, and she said, you know, you work with some very funny beings. And I said, oh, yeah. And she said, well, I had this dream, and I never dream like this. And she said it was in color, blah, blah, blah. And she said all these beings came on a party boat. And I said, well, boat, ships, you know. I said, it's just coming through your consciousness. And she said, they were drinking and partying. And I said, those are mine.
The fraternity house.
Yeah, she said, they picked me up, put me on the party boat. She said, I had a great time, and they were so funny. And I said, those are mine. Oh, God, it made me laugh.
That's great.
And that's not the first time I've heard this from people about how funny they are, which I love. I mean, there are some that are very serious because they have serious work to do to assist us. But for the most part, I mean, you know, my personal team is very funny. And so they're all really excited about what we're doing because we're taking our power, okay, and saying, yes, we can do this. And this is really the first time since Atlantis that as a species we've said, okay, we can control our true destiny, reunite with our star family since we all came from the stars. And for your friend, I think it's really important for her to understand that's where we came from. That's family.
We did talk a little bit about that. I think she's more relaxed now, but I thought it was wise for us to.
Yeah, I mean, that's family. Mm-hmm. And as a species, we carry DNA from about 26 different races in the cosmos. We're the only race in the universe like this. And this is why so many different species are very involved in our evolution and wanting to see us evolve. Really excited. I always get the visual of them, you know, eating popcorn, drinking beer, and taking bets on whether or not we're going to make it.
In this corner, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Now, bear in mind, I have a very twisted sense of humor, but... And, you know, some of the ascended masters would probably bop me on the head for that one, but, you know.
I doubt it.
No, they're all pretty cool. All right, let me bring in the tea.
Mine have often said to me, we love your antics, dear one.
Oh, yes, they do love your antics. There is no question about it, Veronica. You keep it light and wonderful. That's the beauty of who you are.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Well, we're glad to see you having some fun tonight with this, instead of it being so heavy and serious. Play on words there, by the way. And dear Veronica, you are greatly loved for your wonderful sense of humor and your playfulness.
Thank you.
So remember that, and we would say that to all of you. Lighten up. Have fun with this. Play. If we're going to say anything to all of you, it's to start putting balance into your lives. You are spiritual. Even if you think you're not, you're spiritual. You have a relationship with the cosmos. There's no way for you not to. And you are greatly, greatly loved. Now, do we have a sense of, now pride probably would not be an appropriate word in this case. Joy, yes. A sense of tremendous joy at what you're all doing. And your willingness to participate in this in whatever way that you're capable of doing at this time. All right? It is through your desire, to connect with us, not from the ego of I want to see one, I want one to land in my yard, I want one to knock on my door, not that kind. But to be intimate with us. And it is that intimacy that we look forward to, you see. That kind of invitation is much different than the invitation that comes from someone that wants to be able to say they've met a star being, or as you would call them, an extraterrestrial. Your desire to be intimate, to get to know one another, to get to know one another. Now, there are a whole group of beings that are going to one of you right now, asking to be drawn, wanting to share not only what they look like, but a little bit about themselves. This is who we are. This is my name. This is what I look like. Trying to assuage some of the fears that you have about differences so that you can find what you have in common with us rather than what's dissimilar. Our commonality, of course, is love. Our commonality is growth, expansion, ever learning. Our commonality is the joy that we have in the evolution of your species. Now, there are going to be those of you listening to this show that say, what evolution? You can't look around. There's no evolution at all. We're in a mess. But there are so many of you who diligently have done your form of growth and work, whatever that may be, your form of growth and work. And there are those that you know who live the principles without knowing what they are. Very big souls in human bodies, participating at whatever level they're doing in their conscious state, certainly doing a lot more in their dream state. We don't want you to lose faith in your species, people, because that will defeat the purpose of what you all came to do. We also ask you not to judge others. That's a difficult one, we know. Especially as you see humans acting out right now. In all varieties of ways. Coming up to this time of your 9/11. With many questions in many people's minds still about what really happened. Lots of that floating around as well. You can be assured that the truth about everything will come out. Not only about 9/11, but about everything, dear ones. Not to make this person wrong or that person wrong, or to be able to shout and jump up and down and say, "Ah, I knew it! You see, I knew it!" That lacks elegance.
The fear of the Muslims is growing wildly across the world, isn't it?
Well, right now, because you're getting close to your time of 9/11. Mm-hmm. All right. And anything that creates fear divides and gives power to those that want to control. Remember that. The few that want to control your planet look for any way that they can to create fear.
It would be wonderful to send a very powerful message or a vibrational impact to help people relax about that, because I'm conscious of that, but I keep hearing these messages from people and to try and assuage that within
exactly,
them.
Exactly, then make that one of your focuses, Veronica.
I
certainly
do.
We'd encourage all of you that are listening to do so, to send all of those people who are Muslim a great deal of love and light. It doesn't speak well for your country, and we know that there are others listening from other countries, to single out any group. Because so much of what you've heard isn't necessarily true. Right? So we'd ask you to reserve judgment about a lot of things and to put your energies in much more positive places than that. Your focus needs to be on love, not judgment. On love, not fear. And on love, not hate. Very important. Very important. Now, you talked about someone who had fear around this opening, and we want to personally address them. We don't know the name, but personally address them.
With Peg.
Peg. All right, Peg. To let you know you have nothing to fear at all. No one is going to come in the middle of the night and go boo. You're not going to wake up to some scary face over your bed. Now, are there people that are abductees who've had these experiences with what you call your grays? Yes. But those were by agreement, people. Those that agreed to participate in that experience. All right? Now, we know that a lot of you would say, why would I agree to that? Because from the other side of the veil, it would make perfect sense. You're going to be here anyway. You wanted to do everything you could to help on every level.
Can we undo agreement? I guess that's a big subject. Huh?
That's a whole subject for another show. There has to be mutual agreement to undo. And that's not always possible. some cases it is, yes. The purpose of those experiences is multifold, Veronica. It's more than one thing. Part of it is to transmute fear. So there's a lot going on there that many of you do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And those beings are from a parallel dimension, which makes it a whole separate issue. All right. You're still trying to understand these concepts. It's like being in kindergarten listening to a Harvard professor. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand it all yet. We're happy to answer those questions in any way we can. We can't do a quick answer to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's too complex. Now, does the Stargate include the Greys? Now, we want you to understand something. The Greys do not come in through a Stargate. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right.
How do they come in?
Again, all right, parallel dimension.
Uh-huh.
All right. They're popping in. There's a difference. From a different dimension, a parallel dimension. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not from a higher dimension. It parallel dimension. There's a difference.
And they access it vibrationally? They're able to...
All right, now you're wanting to get into this whole conversation that we can't do in one show, not this
way.
Okay, we can do
sorry,
a separate show
about
that.
That.
Okay. All right. We'll just say this. The things that they are doing right now are seeding other races in the universe. They have their work. And there are different groups of them. And there are past, present, and future groups of them. Do you understand why it gets very complex?
Mm-hmm.
All right? There is no single simple answer to your questions at all. This is one of the problems that you have, is understanding multidimensional concepts with a linear language. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You would not have agreed to these experiences unless you were presented with information that you felt was appropriate prior to coming in, and no, they didn't lie to you. All right. That you felt was appropriate for all of the variety of reasons that you felt that it was appropriate. And there's more than one level to it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some that are not from parallel dimensions, and this is where it gets complex. Do you understand that?
I think I do, yes.
Some graves that are not from parallel dimensions. So it gets very complex. Now,
it's back to the old time-space thing, isn't it? It's not like a linear progression.
There's nothing that's a linear progression when you get off of planet Earth.
Right.
Or outside of your bubble, which is more appropriate description. That is a more appropriate description. And if we get into the whole theoretical aspect, which is the fact that you're functioning in an illusion anyway. And now you take a complete left turn and go a whole different direction, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that make real? What's real, Veronica?
I guess I don't know all the time. I just know it's subjective.
What is the constant that leaves imprints throughout time and space? And no time and no space.
Well, I would say the essence.
How about emotion?
Emotion.
Mm-hmm. And you're dealing with a group of beings that don't have an emotional body. So now you have something that doesn't match at all, does it?
Mm-mm.
All right. Trying to regain that which was lost. It's very complex.
They're running Goldman Sachs?
Oh, no. All right. No, they're...
I couldn't resist that.
You really couldn't, could you?
No.
Oh, that was very good. Very, very good. All right. Now, so let's get to the emotional aspect of this. And the importance of doing the crystal. I think crystals are important. Well, don't you imprint the crystal with emotion?
Yes.
All right. Isn't that your emotional imprint? Your vibratory signature? Of course it is. And you include with it the unique signature of the crystal itself, your vibratory signature, its alignment with the planet in whatever place that you put it, and the crystalline grid of the planet, along with your heartfelt desire based on the agreement with the crystal that the crystal is willing to participate in this endeavor because it is a sentient being. You understand?
Yes.
Everything is sentient. Therefore, what you do with the crystals is important. And your motivation and the love.
You're collaborating with them, huh?
There you are, yes. And with Earth. And with the universe.
And
it's
with
a bigger
another.
Collaboration than you realize. You understand?
I do, yeah. That's pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. All right, now, Veronica, you want to talk about your shows?
Yes, I believe Paradigm Shifters. I'm not quite sure who's coming up at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, but we could be talking about improv and the waves of humor going around the world that are coming from people who have to come from their true selves, and it's really quite exciting. Or we're going to have Yvonne Smith talking about UFOs. I'm waiting on feedback from both of them.
All right, good.
That's kind of fun, isn't it? There's a little variety there.
Yeah.
And 7 o'clock next Thursday is more of Radiance by Design, and we're talking a lot about awakening our own empowerment over our own energy, which kind of moves into this show very well.
Yes, it does, very much so. All right. Many of you are experiencing being worked with at very intense levels right now. Those of you that are coming to the intensive are experiencing accelerated work. Again, not to make you more or less, but just based on what you chose to do or choosing to do. All right? It's important that vibrationally you are in alignment and able to handle the frequencies and to connect with everyone else that's there, to amplify those frequencies. Not only the physical beings that are going to be there, but all of the others as well. All right? Going to be a big party.
That'll be fun.
Yes. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to work with you specifically in the dream state if you are willing. And to Peg or anyone else who is not, please know that if you say, no, I don't want to work with you, fine. We won't be offended. We promise. But for those that are, please call us in and ask for guidance, for more awareness in terms of what contributions you can make. All right? How to work with the crystals, what crystals, where. And what you can do personally. What do I need to clean up between now and the 9th and 10th of October? Do I need to make peace somewhere? Do I need to be more loving to myself? And this is what we would encourage more than anything. Be loving to you. Have some fun. Go into nature. Lighten up. We are very loving, joyous beings. We love you. We want to connect with you on those levels. It makes it more fun for everyone. And actually, we can accomplish more through joyous love. And certainly you know this vibration very well, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Joyous love, which expands your energy field and opens you to be far more receptive. Far more receptive. Know that we love all of you so very, very much. Know that we're never offended for any of you that are uncomfortable with us. We understand. It doesn't make us love you any less. We love you, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
And we look forward to working with you in all in the dream state that are willing. And until we speak with you again in this format, right? Namaste, dear ones.
Good night.